Welcome to the Deeper Look podcast for Restoration Church. Each week, we're going to take the passage we're looking at on Sunday and ask questions and go deeper in conversation than we would normally have time to in a gathering. We're asking four big questions. What does this tell us about God? What does this tell us about ourselves? How does this help us love our neighbor? And how can we put this into practice? We're following along the narrative lectionary that's taking us from creation to Pentecost, the full redemptive narrative of Scripture. You can find resources, Bible reading plans at restorationlex.com/restoried. Again, thanks so much for listening. Here we go.
Welcome.
Oh, it's so bad.
Hopefully something will not explode with this, but if you weren't with us last week, what we did was we're going through a series called Restored, following the narrative lectionary from all the way from Genesis through Pentecost, kind of the redemptive arc of Scripture and learning to see Jesus in the story, learning to see our stories in light of the larger story. And we started last week with Genesis 2 and 3, our origin story, as we talked, and if you saw the video, we talked about that, about the just our identity as image bearers and the effects of the fall and just the lots of stuff that came out of that. So you can go back and listen to that if you want. That's both on video on Facebook and on our podcast as well. But to move forward this week, we get into Genesis 15, 1 through 6 is our text from the lectionary. So it zooms forward 12 chapters from where we were. And a lot happens in that time. A lot happens. And so, you know, if you've not been familiar with this, what we do is we ask four big questions, which is, as we look at this text, going deeper than we could on a Sunday gathering, what does this tell us about God? What does this tell us about ourselves? How does this help us love our neighbor? And how do we put this into practice? And so that's what we're asking of every passage, every story we're looking at, and kind of unpack together and then just ask some important questions that are happening with that. If you guys end up being on here, you feel free to say hi and interact and whatnot and ask some questions and we'll go with it. I'll have my phone down here to see if anybody says what's up. But all right, so real quick, before we even get started with that, let me do this. I'm going to kind of recap Genesis 3 through 11, and then the stuff happens also in Genesis 12 through 15 in the life of Abraham. And then after I do that, would you kind of fill us in before we even jump into this passage in particular here? Because that'd be important to know. So we left off with the fall in Genesis 3. Adam and Eve sent out of the garden by God, and Genesis 4, Cain and Abel, we move into, I mean, there's tons of stuff, you know, weird stories. Noah's Ark, and there's a lot of weirdness around that story. There's verses about giants and weird things like that. Lots of resources we could point you to in that direction to understand that stuff better. But as it moves forward towards Genesis 11, where we see the Tower of Babel, as sin enters the world through Adam and Eve in Genesis 3, Genesis 3 through 11 almost sees it balloon outward into Cain and Abel. I mean, just lots of different ways until it culminates in Babel. Babel, the word we see there in the Hebrew, is where we get the word Babylon from. And they build this tower, they say, so we can, you know, show how great we are. And so the kind of the idea of Genesis 11 and Babel is that, you know, man has come to a place of empire. Sin has impacted the same, not just individuals, but has enveloped society and, you know,